An active shooter neutralized. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. After trading shots with police inside a Walmart store in Evansville, Indiana, Thursday evening, police say the gunman is dead. Another person was injured and rushed to the hospital. Police were scouring the store to determine if there are any other victims while they sort it all out. Alec Baldwin's attorney says they will fight involuntary manslaughter charges filed against the actor yesterday for the fatal shooting of a cinematographer on a New Mexico movie set.
The attorney essentially blaming others on the set of the low-budget movie Rust for not checking the gun, saying Baldwin had no reason to believe there was a live bullet in the weapon, and adding, quote, "This decision distorts Helena Hutchins' tragic death and represents a terrible miscarriage of justice."
Fox's Jonathan Hunt. Prosecutors say as the movie's producer, Baldwin had a responsibility to ensure the guns used on the set were safe. President Biden says there is no there in the investigations of classified documents from the Obama administration found unsecured at his home and policy center office, but the White House still deferring questions, even from Congress.
The House Intelligence Committee formally requested a national security damage assessment over President Biden's apparent mishandling of classified documents. But 9 days later, there's been no response from the Director of National Intelligence, and nobody within the administration is willing to say if risks are being assessed. The special counsel's office also declined to comment, citing longstanding practice. Meanwhile, House Oversight Republicans are turning their attention to the Penn Biden Center to learn who may have had access to the documents there and if there's any nexus with Hunter Biden's foreign business dealing.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House reports, contrary to what the administration said earlier this week, the FBI does have records of who visited the Biden home and when, and would supply them if congressional investigators asked for them. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The Supreme Court says the months-long search has failed to identify the person who leaked a draft opinion to a website last year.
Dozens of interviews and cyber forensics have so far, based on the preponderance of evidence, not determined who the individual was to leak a draft opinion of the Supreme Court's Dobbs ruling that overturned Roe v. Wade. Politico published that opinion in a leak that Chief Justice John Roberts called an egregious breach of trust. The marshal of the court has overseen the 8-month investigation, concluding it is unlikely the court's IT systems were accessed improperly from the outside. The report also recommends reducing the number of employees with access to sensitive court material and instituting tracking technology for printers and copiers. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The annual March for Life will be held in Washington today. 50,000 pro-life supporters expected for the first march since the Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade last June. A chemical seizure in Arizona has the Drug Enforcement Administration worried that drug criminals are moving fentanyl production stateside.
Agents in southern Arizona on Thursday seizing up to 440 pounds of what they suspect is a precursor chemical often used to manufacture the dangerous drug fentanyl. The powdered chemical was transported by agents Thursday morning from a home and warehouse in Tucson, where it was sent in recent months in a series of suspicious packages from China that did not identify any contents. The Drug Enforcement Administration calling fentanyl the deadliest drug in the nation. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
A family spokesman for Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin says he still faces a long rehabilitation, despite enjoying remarkable recovery some 3 weeks after having to be resuscitated on the field. Hamlin still requires oxygen and is being monitored for setbacks or after effects. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.